This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And this is the Sabertooth Cat.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. We were at a party. These cats had long teeth.
They were kind of chubby.
Look at them go.
Dangerous. Yeah, I just wanted to close out the week.
Okay.
with Schneider Fest 2018. Yeah. That guy's still alive, right?
I don't know. I felt bad making the joke earlier about him not having teeth.
Yeah. Can I borrow yours? he'll never die. He's like John Waters.
Okay, yeah.
Like he's got to be one of those like immortal guys with that voice. Not that they have a similar voice, but like they both have very distinctive voices.
True.
It's very hard for me to imagine them dying.
No, he is 66 years old.
Oh, that's actually younger than I thought.
Same.
Yeah, I was like, is that guy still alive? He was like Stan Lee's age when they were a contemporary of REM, and I know a lot about REM. So that's a silly thing.
Yeah.
So this is pretty close to peak bland for this book.
Yes. So you thought rock lizards were a nadir. Absolutely not the case. What if through the process of awakening, something that has created marvels, you know, things that would wreck entire cities, become extinction level events. What if mountain lions, which are pretty cool animals, really they got the rawest end of the stick and maybe their teeth got a little bit bigger?
What if mountain lions still existed?
Right.
Can you imagine a future sci-fi world?
What if mountain lions,
in which mountain lions still exist?
What if mountain lions had inconvenient fangs?
Yeah, for them, not right. For you. Like they're not particularly dangerous or anything.
No,
just and this is also one of the weaker. Like I think the illustrations of the book are generally really good. I think this is one of the weaker ones.
Absolutely.
Like this is not drawn the Marvel way. there's no action or kineticism to this pose. This is him like staring at like. He's looking down the street where they're building a new bank. And this is a dad looking at the bank and wondering what the interest rates are for a savings account that you keep $10,000 in for 3 months in a row.
Yeah.
Look at his mouth hanging open. $200 bonus. Yeah.
Free toaster.
Yeah. This guy sucks.
Yeah. Absolutely. And also like the structure of this guy is really weird. He's very lumpy. It's kind of like you ever looked at illustrations in illuminated manuscripts where somebody was trying to draw like a tiger based on, or a tiger or an elephant based on just an explorer's description.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a little bit what's going on here with like the flatness of this face.
Yeah. Which I dig that kind of thing usually, but this level of detail, you know, like those drawings are kind of appealing because they're weird and flat and medievally. This is too filled in for that.
Yes.
It's like someone took one of those old drawings and actually finished it, you know? So
yeah.
It is very strange, and not in a way that's like it looks intentionally. Like no. I think that actually what maybe happened here is if you look at the upper like to the shoulder where it's darker, I think that was one drawing and it got finished at a later time or something changed. Like if you just cover up the back half of him, it looks like he could be in a really different, like he could be over an enemy or like, you know, with blood dripping down an enemy.
Yeah.
You know how the victims of big monsters are their enemies.
You know how cats and other animals have a notion of enmity. Yes.
Yeah, and then when they get revenge on their enemies, you know, and then they get them. So it looks a little bit like that to me.
Yeah.
And that's a cool look. That would have been. But then they just draw a big lazy back torso to it.
Yeah, way too long. His rear haunches go out way too far. You know what it is? I realize what this reminded me of. The drawing of a liger that Napoleon Dynamite did.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. That's what this reminds me of, huh?
This does kind of look like that. Yeah. I feel like Sabretooth, this might actually be the way it is, but I don't like the hyphen between saber and tooth.
Mm.
Like, I want that to be one word.
Oh, like the X-Men? Cool.
Yeah, like the X-Men.
Yeah.
Like you got me. That's exactly what I want this to be. Well, this be like my buddy Creed, the X-Men villain known as the enemy X-Men enemy known as Sabretooth.
Reading you like a book. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.